is Daf Hey. We got to the very, very top line. Hey, I'm an Aleph. Minayin Sha'af Bishtar. So we already found a source that Kesef Kedushin works and that Bia works for Kedushin. How do you know that Shtar works for Kedushin? So Gemara says, Minayin Sha'af Bishtar. Vidinu, there's a Kal V'chomer. Ma Kesef She'ein Motzi Machnis. So Kesef doesn't work to end a marriage, but it works to be Machnis, to bring in, to do Kedushin. Shtar Shemotzi, Shtar has the strength to end it, to be motzi, so Eino Din Shemachnis, so certainly it should have the din, have the strength to be machnis, to work as Kedushin. So Gemara thinks that's the Kal V'chomer that Shtar should work. But then the Gemara challenges this, saying, Ma L'Kesef Shekein Podin Bo Hekdesh U'Mai Shesheni. So Kesef has a certain strength that it's able to, if you have Hekdesh, you could redeem the Hekdesh onto money. If I have Mai Shesheni, fruits that I need to bring to Yushalayim, I can redeem those fruits onto money and bring the money up. So it works as a pinyon, as opposed to Tomer Shtar, Shein Podin Bo Hekdesh U'Mai Shesheni. But Shtar does not work. You cannot be Pod to Hekdesh or Mai Shesheni onto Shtar. So there's a certain weakness that Shtar has. Dich said, how do you know that Shtar doesn't work for pinyon? V'nosna Kesef V'kamlo Amakra V'kamlo. V'nosna Kesef. The only thing that works for doing pinyon is Kesef, nothing else. So we see that there's a certain weakness that Shtar has, so it's possible that Kesef has the strength to do Kedushim, but Shtar does not have the strength to do Kedushim. Gemara says, Amakra, V'yotzev Haisa. The Pasuk says, V'yotzev Haisa, V'yotzev refers to Gittin, Haisa refers to Kedushim. So they have a Hekesh, this Pasuk is invoked many times throughout Shas, and there's a big machlokes because we've shown how far we extend this, but this is one example where the Gemara uses this. Makish Havaya Liotzia. There's a connection of Havaya, which is Kedushin, to Gittin. Ma Yitzia Bashar, just like Shtar works for Yitzia, for Gittin, Af Havaya Nami Bashar. So through this Hekesh, Shtar works for Kedushin as well. So this is the source that Shtar works for Kedushin. Then the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, the Akish Nami Yitzia LaHavaya, let's go the other direction. Let's connect Yitzia, let's learn Yitzia to Havaya. Mahavaya b'kesef, just like kesef works for kedushin, maybe you should say af yitzia b'kesef. So then, using this hekesh, usually we try to say hekesh ain hekesh lemechsa. Hekesh goes across the board. So if this hekesh is really true, so kesef should also be able to work for yitzia, just like kesef works for havaya. Gemara says it can't be. Amar Abai explains yomru kesef machnis. Kesef motzi, if you're going to say that kesef works to bring in or to begin a relationship and also works to end a relationship, saneger yasa kateger, very, very famous line, it appears here and also appears in once in Rosh Hashanah, you can't use saneger yasa kateger, that the negative can produce something positive, that the negative kesef that's used for gittin cannot be used for something positive of kedushin. So therefore, kesef can only be used for one avenue, not the other. It could be used for kedushin, but can't be used for gittin. That's what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says. That's why the Kohen Gadol does not wear big day zahav on Yom HaKippurim, because he can't go into the big day zahav. The Egel Zav reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Egel Zav, to wear big day zahav into the Kodesh Kedoshim, trying to get kapara. That's Ein Kateger Nasar Sineger. So that's why Kesef, although it works for Kedushin, cannot work for Gerushin as well. Whereas Ihachi, that's the case. You have the same problem with Shtar. Shtar Nami. Yom Shtar Motzi, Shtar Machnis. If Shtar is being used to end the relationship, and it's being used to begin a relationship, Keteger Yasa Seneger. The negative Shtar of Get is going to be used to bring in the Kedushin. Doesn't make sense. Whereas says, no, it's very different. There's a fundamental difference between Kesef and Shtar. When it comes to Shtar, Mili dehai shtar l'chud, mili dehai shtar l'chud. There's very different texts that appears on shtar. Shtar, we say, when it comes to kedushin, it says harei at mekudesh li. And when it comes to get, it's harei at muter shchaladim. Very different documents. Yes, it happened to both be on paper, but the documents are very, very different. As so Gemara says, what do you mean? The same thing. If that's the distinction between a shtar of a gittin and a shtar of kedushin, hachanami, high kasper l'chud, high kasper l'chud. The money that was used for kedushin would be a very different money that's used. Money passes from person to person. It's not the same exact kesef. Gemara says still tiva miachadu. It's still the same currency. It's the same idea. It's nothing really. Maybe it's a $5 bill, a $10 bill, whatever the dollar amount is. It's still the same idea of money, its value. As opposed to shtar, it's very, very different. When the words are on it, the words are what makes the document, and therefore you'd be allowed to use shtar for kedushin and shtar for gittin. We don't invoke the concept kategi asa sneger, as opposed to kasa, where it's the same. A currency is being used, that would be a problem. So therefore, Kesef only works for Kedushin. It does not work for the Gittin, even though we have the concept of the Yotzev Haisa. Gemara says another reason why I tell you that, a different reason why Kesef doesn't work for Gerushin. Rav Amar, he says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'kasev la, that he writes her a get, B'ksiva miskarash. The pasuk says v'kasav v'ksiva. Only through ksiva does gerushin work. V'ena miskarash v'kasav. It does not work through giving money. So it's dafka ksiva. So as opposed to earlier, we said it's a svara. Abai says it's a svara as to why we don't use it. Rava says it's a pasuk. V'ema b'ksiva miskarash v'ena miskadash b'ksiva. Maybe make a different dik. Maybe say ksiva works for gerushin, but ksiva does not work for kedushin. That's a different dik you can make. That we're as opposed to what's being used, what's the application? Ksiva works for gerushin and it doesn't work for ksiva. It doesn't work for kedushin. Maybe that could be the dik you could make. Gemara says it can't be true. You can't say that ksiva doesn't work for kedushin because the haksiva yas v'haisa makish v'chule. So we say just like ksiva works for gerushin, it also works for gid. Now this gets a little technical, a little confusing here. So therefore, v'yatz v'haisa tells us that ksiva does certainly work for kedushin. Where it says, wait a second, Marisa, why are we saying ksiva works for kedushin, but kesef doesn't work for gerushin? The two avenues begin. The pasuk says exactly, but it's confused. So what we have again, the klal is the pasuk says ksiva and gerushin. That definitely works. So you can either say ksiva doesn't work for kedushin, or you can say that kesef doesn't work for gerushin. Those are two opposite, two different diukim you can make. You can only choose one. So again, when it says kesef gerushin, are we being medayik on the word kesef? Not kesef, ksiva by gerushin? Or are we medayik the word ksiva works, but not kesef? Or are we medayik gerushin as opposed to kedushin? Those are two different avenues we could take. So why are we choosing one avenue that we're saying that ksiva does work for kedushin, and we're making a dik that kesef does not work for gerushin? Again, a little confusing. So why are we making one over the other? So Gemara says, umarisa, mistavra, it's a logical approach to take. Kai begerushin, we're talking about the pasuk v'kasav la is referring to the world of gerushin, so therefore it makes sense to be mamait in the world of gerushin, to say that ksiva works for gerushin and kesef does not work for gerushin. That's the more sensible diuk, as opposed to saying kai begerushin v'mayit kedushin, talking about gerushin and we're making a diuk to another concept. Yes, they're related, but still another category, kedushin, that wouldn't make sense. So therefore, we don't make the diuk to say that ksiva works for gerushin and ksiva does not work for kedushin. That wouldn't be so proper because that's going to another category. We'd rather make a diuk within the world of gerushin, that's saying ksiva works in gerushin, but kesef does not work in gerushin. Okay. The Gemara now says, Ulu Rabbi Yossi haglili da'apik le lahai krala drash achrina. He uses the word of a kasav of law to teach a different diuk. That diuk is what? Rashi Gemara doesn't tell us what the diuk is. Does Rashi tell us the diuk? No. He refers to the Gemara in Gittin Chaf Alfam and Beis. I don't remember the diuk. But he uses the word, this drasha of a kasav of law, for a different purpose. So the question becomes, according to him now, so she'ena miskarashis b'kesav minale. How does he know that kesav doesn't work for gerushim? Again, the ksiva certainly works for gerushim because the pasuk says v'chasav of law. And you would think through v'yatz v'haisa, kesef should also work for gerushim. But everybody agrees l'maisa doesn't. So what's the source for Rabbi Yossi Aglili? The pasuk of v'chasav la is not available for him anymore. So he says, minale, amar kra, the pasuk says, sefer krisus, that's the pasuk. That's how we describe a get in the Torah, sefer krisus. Sefer korso, only a sefer, only document could sever those ties. Vein davar achar korso, something else may not, namely kesef does not work. So that's the source according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So now the Gemara says, according to the Rabbanan, so they learn that kesef doesn't work from the pasuk v'chasav la. So what do they do? Rabbanan hai krisus mai avdulei. What do they do with the word sefer krisus? So the Gemara explains, mibay leitz needed ledavar hakoris beino leveino. That when there is this breaking up, when there's this divorce, has to be a complete separation. So what does that mean, a complete separation? Of course it's a complete separation. So the Gemara tells you, kidetanya. And the man said, the husband says to the wife, this is your get, but you still can't drink wine anymore. Or he says, you can't go to your father's house, liolim, forever. Ain't that krisis? That's not krisis, because he's still holding some, he still has some strength over her. He's still telling her what he could do, what she could do, even after the divorce. That's not considered safer krisis. If you do, however, say, for the next 30 days you can't drink wine, or for the next 30 days you can't go to your father's house, since there is, in 30 days, there'll be a complete severance, that will qualify as a safer krisis. So that's what Rabbanan do with the word krisis. So how does Rabbi Yossi require, how does he know this? The word krisis is not available to him. He used the word krisis to tell me sefer korso vein davar achar korso. So how does he know that it has to be complete severance? So Rabbi Yossi haglili mikaris Krisus Kanafkale. The pasuk could have said Sefer Kares. Why did it say Sefer Krisus? That tells me that you can make two drushes from that pasuk. So now that there's an extra drasha, what do the Rabbanan do with the word krisus? What do they do with kares krisus? Rabbanan kares krisus lo mashmelo. They don't think that's a drasha. The pasuk couldn't have said kares. It wouldn't have been appropriate to say kares. The pasuk should have said krisus, and it did say krisus. There's only one drasha to be made, not two drashas. Okay, just looking on the side for any tosos in for a second. Okay, let's go weiter. Gemara says now, sechad mechad lo asya. One from one we can't learn. What does it mean, chad mechad lo asya? Which one are we referring to here? So Rashi says, if you go to around halfway down, Rashi's chad mechad lo asya v'chule, hachi kashule. The question is as follows. Hai tana d'leil, the tana above, the parach mekulu, v'alo dinhu, v'had d'lo asu medina v'atchech akra, lam li kabachulu. So all the above discussions we had, why do you need a pasuk? It's a kavachomer. The Gemara says, no, the kavachomer has a certain flaw. We need the pasuk. All those back and forths. So you can't learn one from the next. Which one can you learn from? You couldn't learn from, let's go over the examples again. Rashi doesn't say. I think it's referring to the Kesef, Shar, and Bia. You couldn't learn Kesef from Shar and Bia. Each of those three couldn't learn one from the next. You had to have three individual sources for Kesef, Shar, and Bia. Fine. But maybe Tesei Chad Meitarti, maybe the Pasuk could have taught two. Let's say, for example, the Gemara will go through Kesef and Shtar only. Just teach those two. And maybe Bia can learn from both those together. Or maybe let's say Bia and Kesef are in the Torah and learn Shtar from those two. So why do you need three independent sources? Maybe only teach two and the third could be learned from Kal v'Chomer. Which two? So Chad Meitarti, hey Tesei, which ones would you want to learn? Lo Lichta Rachman of a Shtar. Let's say the Torah shouldn't write Shtar. And let it learn shtar from the fact that kesef and bia are in the Torah. Gemara says can't be true. Malahanech shekein hanasa meruba. So you can't learn it because with kesef and bia, those two have hana that's attached to it. Shtar has no hana. So maybe when it comes to kesef and bia, that's where the woman would be willing to marry herself because she gets some hana. Shtar, she gets no hana. So there's no reason you can't learn shtar if kesef and bia alone were written in the Torah. So Gemara says, okay, let's try another avenue. Lo nichto rachmana bebia. So the Torah shouldn't write bia v'teisi mehanech and say if kesef and shtar work on a deraisa level, let bia be learned out from a kavachomer. So the Gemara says that too can't be learned because ma lahanech shekein kinyanan meruba, because those in general have a greater strength in the world of kinyanan. Meaning shtar works for chazaka, for karka. Shtar works for any type of kinyan, so it has a certain strength. And kesef also works for any type of kinyan. Bia doesn't work anywhere. The only one place that it works is yibum. It's very limited. It's an application of kinyanim. So therefore, we cannot learn bia from those two had it not been written in the Torah. So then the Gemara suggests the third possibility. Lo nichta rachmana b'kesef. Maybe the Torah should have left out the word kesef, the kedusha kesef, and that could be learned teisei mehanech. Learn it from bia and shtar. And the Gemara says, mal hanech shekein yeshin bal karcha. It doesn't work because those work bal karcha. What does it mean they work bal karcha? So Rashi explains, bal karcha, bia kona biyavama, bal karcha danafkon biyavama is mi viyavma. The pasuk says in the Yavamos Gemara and Babakama as well, that a yavam can marry the yavama bal karcha. He could force her to do this and marry her. So it works bal karcha. And also shtar, we know that a husband can divorce his wife bal karcha against her will. So that shows a certain strength that these have, that they can work bal karcha when it comes to shtar and bia. Kesef, you can't force someone to do kesef. There's a discussion Gemara says in Babasa, Tuli Vizavin, a person forces someone else to sell property, sell object, you hang him and say, I'm not going to let you go until you sell it to me. So that's a case of onus. Isn't that bal karcha? Gemara says, no, in the end of the day, he says, wrote to Ani, the fact that he gave the money, he received some money in return, that ends up being some level of daster. But leaving that aside, typically, kesef doesn't work for bal karcha. So therefore, it shows a certain weakness of kesef, so you couldn't learn it from the other one. So again, mal hanach shekin yeshin bar karcha. Gemara says, what do you mean? V'chitema kesef nami bar karcha b'alma ivriya. It does work. Kesef does work bar karcha. The case of an alma ivriya. So Rashi says, shaviya mocha shlomer daita. The father could sell his daughter into slavery against her will. So that does work. Kesef does work bal karcha. Gemara says, be'ishus mi'elo ashechem. That's in the world of kinyanim. That's not in the world of ishus. We want to see cases that in the world of ishus, in the world of relationships, that works bal karcha. So bia works in the world of relationships, and ba'ibam. Kesef, or a shtar works in the world of relationships. Where do we see that shtar works? Be'ishus? I guess by gittin. But we never have anywhere that kesef works in the world of Ishus. It works in the world of Am Ivya, but that's not the world of Ishus. Okay. The Gemara now says, Amar Rav Huna, Chupa Kona Mikalva Chomer. We said this a couple of days ago. Rav Huna says that there's a fourth kin in Kedushin that works, the Chupa. The Chupa can be used for Kedushin. How does he know this? He says a Kalva Chomer. Ma Kesef She'enu Machil B'Tshuma Kona. Kesef can only take the wife to the point of Kedushin, and we know that a woman who's Kedushin cannot eat Tshuma just yet until she's actually married. Until she goes to the chuppah, but it could still create the kinyan, it could create the first kinyan, although it can't create the chuma heter. So chuppah shema achelis b'chuma, chuppah which should get you to the end, it could get her to eating chuma, a full-fledged nesuin, eino din shetikna b'shetikna, certainly it should be able to do the earlier stage of just the kinyan alone. So Gemara says, wait a second, this whole premise doesn't make any sense. The kesef eino ma'achel, kesef, although kesef can only accomplish kedushim, she's not allowed to eat as an arusa, V'hamarula davar Torah arusa basizel ocheles b'tshuma. A girl who's engaged, arusa is the same thing as kedushim. A girl who's engaged to a kohen is allowed to eat tshuma. The pasuk says, "Shenemar v'chohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspa." When he buys his wife, even only as arusa, she's allowed to. V'hai kinyan kaspa, and this is a kinyan kaspa. This is an acquisition he made through kesef, so he's allowed to feed the arusin. So kesef does work to machal tshuma. And matam amru eino achelas. What's the only reason why we say that the kohen shouldn't feed her truma? It's only for technical reasons. There's a chashash. Gzeira shema yimaz gulokos bebeis avia. V'tishkenu l'achi l'achosa. She's living at home, so they're not married yet. They're engaged. So if he's going to start sending his engaged caller, a fiance, the truma, wine of truma, and she's going to bring it home and feed her father, feed her brothers, feed her sisters, feed her family, that's going to be a problem because they cannot eat truma. So it's only a gzeira that we say she's not allowed to eat truma. But midirai says she's allowed to eat truma. So kesef can be machal truma. This kavachomer doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Ella, the shala should be as follows. Ella parachachi, v'ma kesef she'no gomer kone, kesef cannot complete the nesuin. Yes, it allows her to eat truma, but it does not complete the nesuin, yet it's still kone, it could work to create kedushin. So, chuppah shegomer eris, so gomer is eino din shetikne. Chuppah can complete the marriage completely, so certainly it should be able to do the earlier stage, the easier stage of kinyan. So that's why Rav Huna thinks that chuppah does work for kedushin. Mar says, wait a second, there's still a flaw in this logic. Malik kesef shekain podin bohektashis maisesheni. Kesef has a certain strength that's able to do redemptions, as opposed to chuppah can't do redemptions. So kesef has a certain strength. So that's why kesef works for kinyan. It doesn't mean that chuppah could work for kinyan. Gemara says bia tochiach. He could bring a rye from bia. Malik bia shekain. Malik bia shekain kona bivama. So bia has a certain strength. That bia has a strength in the world of yivama. And therefore, we say that, B has a certain strength in Yivama and can create Kinyanim. So therefore what? Let's see this for a second. But even though Bia doesn't work for Pidyon, it can work for Kinyanim. So too, even though Chuppah doesn't work for Pidyon, it can work for Kinyanim as well, possibly. Where says Kesef Yochiach? So they go, Chazar Adin Lo Rezek, Lo Rezek, Lo Rezek, Rezek, Hatzah Shavah Shebehen. What's the common denominator between chuppah, rather bia and kesef? Shekonin ba'alma v'konin kan. In general, they have able to be kona, and here too also they're kona, right? Kesef in general works, and it works by kedushin. Bia in general works, meaning the case of yibum. So too here works. Afani avi chuppah shekona ba'alma v'kona kan. So too I'll bring bia that works in general, meaning it completes the whole nesuin process. So too it should be able to work for the kedushin as well. So that's the basis for Rav Huna's shita, that chuppah should work for kedushin as well as the fourth way of kedushin. Mar says, wait a second, ma letzad shava sheben, using this common denominator, there's still going to be a flaw. Shekein hanasa meruba. There's a lot of hana. When it comes to bia, when it comes to kesef, there's a lot of hana. As opposed to chuppah, there is no hana. Mar says, no, shtar yuchiach, let's throw shtar into the mix, because shtar doesn't have any hana there. So the Gemara says, no, shtar works because mala shtar shekein motzi bebas Yisrael, so that shtar has a certain strength that's able to end the relationship, so too it can begin a relationship via tzav haisa. So Gemara says, Bia Kasav Bia Yochiko. Now I'll disprove that because Kasav and Bia don't work to be Motzi, but it works to be Machnes. I know a lot of back and forths. Chazar Din Lower Korzeh Korzeh, Lower Zeh Korzeh, Hatzah Shav Shavhen, what's the common denominator? Shekonin Ba'alma Vekonin Kan. Af Aniavi Chupa Shekonin Ba'alma Vekonin Kan. So now we have Kasav, Shtar, and Bia, which all in general create Kinanim, and they work for Kedushin. So too, we could bring Chuppah that works in general for Nisu, and it should be able to work here as well for Kedushin. Gemara says, still, I have a problem. All three, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, all work Baal Karcha. Again, Kesef works Baal Karcha for Am Ivriya, Shtar works Baal Karcha for Gidin, and Bia works Baal Karcha for Yivama, as opposed to Chuppah doesn't work Baal Karcha. So we still reject that comparison. Gemara says, Rav Huna, Kesef Mia, Bishas Lo Ashrechen, Baal Karcha. Like we saw earlier, and I'm an Aleph, although Kesef works Baal Karcha by Am Ivriya, that's not an example of the world of Ishus, and therefore we don't have, it's not a Shiloh. We're talking about the world of Ishus here. So just like Kesef, Shtar, and Bia all work in the world of Ishus, so too, Chuppah should work in the world of Ishus, and therefore Chuppah is the fourth way of doing Kedushim, Lefi Shita Rav Huna. Okay. Kamazong Rava asks two questions to Rav Huna. I'm Rava Shtei Chuvas Budavra. I've got two problems to raise to you. Chada number one, the Shalosh Tanan V'Arba Lo Tanan. The Mishnah says three, and it doesn't say four. Whenever the Mishnah says a number, it means this number, and you cannot add on to it. Rav Huna, you're only an Amora, and you cannot argue in a Mishnah. The Mishnah clearly says three, not four. Od, second question. Klum Chuppah Gomeris Ela Aide Kedushin. So Chuppah only works in the context of a previous Kedushin. V'chi gamrina chuppah shelo alide kedushin mechuppah shayde kedushin. So could you learn that chuppah without a context of a previous kedushin? Could that work from a chuppah that does have a kedushin? It works very different. Chuppah only works because someone set the stage. The stage was set through kesef kedushin, shtar kedushin, or bias kedushin. But it doesn't mean when the chuppah outside that context, maybe it wouldn't work. So for those two reasons, he rejects Rav Huna. One's a textual rejection from the mission, the other one's a logical rejection. So comes along, Amalei Bay, Bay comes, how the commerce shlosha tanav the review the arbalo tanav that question which you had that the mission specifies only three and it says it's clearly excluding four. Tana milsa de ksiva behedya katani milsa de lo ksiva behedya lo katani. The mission is only listing things that are written explicit in the pasuk. Kesef, Shtar, Bia are all written in the pasuk. Things that were not written in the pasuk, namely chuppah, which is only learned through kav v'chomer, that was not listed in the Mishnah. But not to say it doesn't work. The Mishnah was only dealing with explicit kinyanim. With the kamris klum chuppah gomeres elai de kedushin, that shaila that you had, the chuppah should only work in the context of a previous kedushin, but not outside such a context. Rav Huna nami hachi kamar. Rav Huna also had that meaning. Ma kesef sheinu gomer acher kesef. So just like Kesef does not work after Kesef, it's still Kone. Chuppah shegemeres acha Kesef eino din shetikne. So Chuppah that works after Kesef, it still works after Kesef, certainly it should work before the Kesef as well. That's the Svar. Again, Kesef doesn't work after Kesef, anymore. Meaning it doesn't work for Nisuin. If I set the stage first with the initial Kesef Kedushin, Kesef can't come afterwards. That shows a certain weakness. But Chuppah can work after the context of Kesef.
It can only work after.
That's the response back. But he's saying, no, the fact that it could work after Kesef Kedushin shows a certain strength. So then certainly it should be able to begin the process of Kin. It sounds very similar to the previous one, but that's a logical debate that they're having here. Okay, good. Let's continue. Two dots. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanon. Ketad b'kesef. How exactly? What's the process of kesef? Gemara says nasin la kesef. He hands her money. Oh, shava kesef or something that's the value of kesef. And Amar la, he says to her, hariat mekudeshes li, hariat mureshes li, hariat li leonaso, harezu mekudeshes. He says any of those phrases, you're engaged to me, kedushin, erusin, enaso, all those are going to be good. You need an amira in addition to the nesina. There's an nesina and an amira that's necessary. So these are three examples of statements that work. Avalhi shenasnav amra, if she gives and she says, amrahi, hareini mekudeshes lacha, hareini mureshes lacha, hareini lacha leinaso, eina mekudeshes. If she's giving and she's also saying, so that doesn't work either. So now we have two extreme cases. Now the Gemara is going to deal with what if he says she gives, she says she gives, he says. Right now we have he has to do both and she can't do both. But let's say she does one, he does the other. What about those two no cases? Those have not been addressed yet. So the Gemara says, Maskiv la Rapapa. Rapapa says, Taima de Nasan hu vamar hu. Only because he gave and he said, Ha Nasan hu vamar hi. Let's say he gave, but she said, in a Mekudeshes, that would not work. But wait a second. Ema Seifa, look to the Seifa, where it says, Aval hi shenasan vamra, he shenasan lo vamra hi. She gave and she said, Lahav a Kedushin. It's not work, that it's not a good Kedushin. Taima de Nasan hi vamar hi, only because she did both of those. The implication is, Ha Nasan hu vamar hi. If he gave and she said, the have a Kedushin, that would be a Kedushin. So there's a stira. If he gives and she says, will that be good or will that not be good? Gemara says, Reisha dafka, Seifa k'de nasva. The Reisha is dafka. And he has to do both. Ah, the dik you made in the Seifa? The Seifa was just giving an example, but don't make the dik from the Seifa. Gemara says, wait a second, you can't say that. K'de nasva said only when it's not a steer to the Reisha. But Tani Seifa milsa the stasar like the Reisha? Were the brides that present the Seifa that comes out to be a contradiction to the Reisha? That wouldn't make any sense. So, Ella, Hachi Kamar. The way you read the Braisa is as follows. Nasan hu v'amar hu, pshita d'havi kedushin. That's pasha. When he gives, and he says he does both actions, it's pasha, that's a good kedushin. Nasan hu v'amar hi. He gives, and she says, nasa kimisha nasa hi v'amar hi. V'lo havi kedushin. The way you read the Seifa is, it's as if she's giving and she says. That's how bad it is. It's nothing has happened. That's the first understanding of the Gemara. He has to do both stages. Ibaisem, alternatively, you could say, Nasan hu v'amar hu, he gives and he says, Mekudeshes. Nasan hi v'amar hi, ain't Mekudeshes. But, Nasan hu v'amar hi, sveikahi v'chashin mederbanam. There's no proper diak to be made. It's a suffix. Whether it's a good kedushin or not when she gives it, and rechoshesh mederbanam. There's a big discussion. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, chashinim, what does it mean, chashinim mederbanam? Shem ba'acher v'kidsha v'chicha get mishnem. Let's say, so now she's in the suffix kedushin, and someone else engages her. We're not really sure whether she was married first, and the second kedushin doesn't work, or maybe she wasn't married, and the second kedushin does work, so therefore she needs to get from both the first and the second husbands. There is a very, very interesting round here. We're not going to get into here. This discussion is a big, big sugi in the Mishnah, a very, very interesting sugi here. About the nature of the Nisina versus the nature of the Amira. And this last line about Safek, this Sveka here, Chashinim Mederban, is a very, very important Iran. He actually connects this, I think, to the Dal Kosa Sugya, just connected as we're close to Arba, to Pesach, the Gemara that talks about when you do Haseba for the Dal Kosa. So the Gemara says you're supposed to do the first two are different than the last two. The first two where we're still in Avdus, you're supposed to sit up straight. And
the
exactly.
In the Rambam, maybe.
And then, is there a Stira in the Rambam, yeah? The first two, well, you don't do
Haseba. Because the Stira is to Megillah.
Yeah. Let me finish the point though first. The first two, you're not supposed to do leaning because you're still in Avdus. The last two, you have to lean because you're in Chayrus. That's one. But then the other approach says, no, really, you should lean for the first ones. I forget the Svar why now. The last two, you don't lean. And the Gemara says, doesn't have really a conclusion. So therefore, we do both of these things.
Right.
So the Ron says, but how can you do both? It's a stira. So he ends up saying, I forget exactly the response, it's a very famous Ran. So the Ran there in Pesachim and the Ran here in Kedushin, who says the same idea, are very much connected.
No, but because it brings down the same, it's either the first or the second, we do both.
Right.
What about Purim? It's also, is the 14th or the 15th? It's Yershe Safek.
Like a Tveria, a place like Tveria,
so
that's
you
a
do
Safek.
It both.
Right, they connect it to that also, yes.
So that, well, you don't do it both. I think you don't.
So one opinion in the Gemara says you do both.
But I think the Rambam says you don't.
Uh-huh.
So which is why it's why not?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you do both?
Right.
Anyway, I figured.
Uh-huh. So these are all connected. There's a bigger zukiya. Okay. Either way, Gemara says the two dots. Amar Shmuel b'gedushin nasin la kesef v'shava kesef. He gives her actual money, or he gives her something that has value. V'amrlan, he says to her, Hareat mekudeshes, Hareat mureses, Hareat leinaso. Harezu Mekudeshes, those are three different phrases that work. Hareini Ishech, I'll be your husband. Hareini Baleich, I'm going to be your husband. Hareini Arusech, I'm going to be your chasen. Ein kan beis meichush. There's no concern at all. What does it mean, ein ban kan beis meichush? Rashi says, ein kan beis meichush, ein kan afilu safek kedushin. It's not even safek, it's nothing. The chiyikach ksev lo sheyikach atzma lo. It's where you buy her, not that you're giving yourself over to her. When you're saying, I'm your husband, I'm your chasan, that's you're giving yourself over to her. That's not the proper language to be used. Back to the Gemara now. V'chein begerishin, so too. Nasan la, he gives her the get. V'amar la, he says to her, Hariat mishulechas, you're sent off. or Harayat Mugreshes, you're divorced, Harayat Muteres L'Cholam, you're Muter to the entire world, Harayat Mugreshes, that's considered a good text to be used or said for Gershon. But if he says, Eini Ishich, Eini Balech, Eini Aruseich, Ein Kan Beis Mechash. If he says, I'm not your husband, I'm not your chasen anymore, that doesn't work because you have to send her off as opposed to removing yourself. Removing yourself is a conceptually different perspective and that does not work for Gershon. So Amar Le Rapapa, Rapapa says, Labaye, Lememra, the Savar Shmuel Yadayim Shein Mochichos, Havin Yadayim, is this to suggest that Shmuel holds, if there are handles that are not clear what they're handles of, that they're considered handles. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, it's a Gemara in the Dharma as well, Yadayim Shein Mochichos, around seven lines up in Rashi, Beis Yada Chizas Hadavar, a Beis Yada handle, you hold on to something, a pot has a handle. Meaning, I'm holding on to, let's say, a handle, but you can't see what I'm holding on to. Let's say behind the wall. So, is it clear what I'm holding on to or not? So, it's a yadayin, it's a handle, but I don't know what I'm holding on to. So, when you say a statement that's a yad, that's as a partial statement, a fragment, but I don't know what it's talking about, will that be considered enough of a connection? So, let's continue Rashi here. Rashi says, Ki hacha de kamar hariat mekudeshes v'lo kamar leman. You just say, you're engaged, but you don't say to who, although it's obvious, but I guess Gemara says it's not clear. Yeah, you're Mekudeshes without the li. So the fact that he allows that to work when you say Hariat Mekudeshes tells us that Yadayim Shein Mochichos handles, they're not clear, it's still good. So the Gemara says, is that to say that he really holds that way? But that's not, the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah that appears, I think, in Nazir, right? See?
Yeah.
In Nazir, that says right in the beginning, Ha'omer. Aha, I will be. That's all he says. Aha, I will be. Harei's a nazir. He didn't say anything. But he by saying aha, he means a nazir. Vavinam bad, the Gemara is bothered. Vildima aha b'tainis kamar. Maybe he means I want to be take a fast upon myself. How do you know he's referring to a nazir? I could be anything. I want to be a fireman. So Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, no, it's v'hushay a nazir over the fun of. It's because there's a nazir passing in front of him. He said, aha, I want to be a nazir also like that guy. So time of the nazir over the fun of only it only works because the guy's walking in front because that's mochichos that's a clear statement. Ha lav hachi had he not been walking in front, lo it wouldn't be a good nazir. So therefore we see that you require yadayin mochichos. They have to be clear. So how come here we say harayim mekudeshes works? You should have to say li. Einachanami. The Gemara says you're right. Hacha b'mayaskinan damar li. Here is in fact where he did say harayim mekudeshes li. Ah, they left the word li out of the brisa, out of the statement. It should have been there. It should have said harayim mekudeshes li, harayim mekudeshes li, harayim leonasa li. The Gemara says yihachi. That's the case. My kamashman. What's the chiddush here? Everyone knows the text of kedushin is harayim mekudeshes li. What's he telling us? He's telling us the following. Hane lishne basrai kamashman. He's not teaching us the lashon of harayat mekudeshes. That's not concerned. He's not even teaching us harayat. What was the other lashon we had here? Harayat mureses li. Either he's not teaching us. He's teaching us the second half of the statement where it says Rashi in the top here lishne basrai in the top of vav amin alef. He's telling us dekamer behu einu kan beis mechush. Those last statements where you say it doesn't work. If you say I am your husband, harayat ani balecha balech, harayat ani yishech. Those languages don't work. That's what he's teaching us, not the first statements. Gemara says, "Hacha ksiv kikach lo shikach es asmo." Why do those second languages not work? When I'm saying, "I will be your husband," because it says, "Hayikach," I have to buy her. You have to be my wife, not velo shikach that you'll take me. And so to by Gerishin, like we said earlier, "Hacha ksiv v'shalcha," you have to send her off velo sheyishlach es asmo, where you send her off as opposed to removing yourself, sending yourself off. And that's why those last languages, last texts, do not work. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.